In this week's parasha, we have the halachos of Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and you know much of it is fairly intuitive. You know, you bring a korban, etc. The one interesting halacha of lo sosir menu ad boker and no sir menu ad boker by ish tisrofu. You're not allowed to leave over the meat till the next day, and if you do, you have to burn it. This is actually true of Korban Pesach, true of all korbanos. We're not going to get into the fact that the Rambam has a separate mitzvah that you're not allowed to leave over all the korbanos and Korban Pesach. But the obvious question is, what's so bad about leaving over the korban in general and in Korban Pesach? So Sefer Achinuch here gives a very shot explanation. The Sefer Achinuch says, why do you not leave over? Because the whole point of Korban Pesach is that now we're going from Avadim to Bnei Chorin, noble, rich people who celebrate our new high social status. And you know what? Only poor, oppressed people save half of their meal for tomorrow because, you know, they need to squirrel something away because they can't afford to have a proper party. Derech Eiras is you eat everything and tomorrow you'll have money for more things. And therefore he says, it is Midin Derech Eiras. You can't leave anything over because leaving over means being cheap with yourself and you have to properly celebrate like a free, rich, noble person. And therefore, whatever's left over, you burn. Kilo, I don't need that. You know, I'm not worried about saving, you know, half my sandwich for tomorrow. Again, very much the opposite of perhaps Yachatz, which is Midin Lechem Oni, which is remembering the previous stage, the Shibud. That's the Sefer Achinuch gives a very shot answer. Rav Hirsch here gives a beautiful idea in a more symbolic sense. He says, obviously, the Achilas Korban Pesach, that is all about and both of these ideas apply to korbanos in general. That is all about the independence and greatness and status that we receive. And that is the achila. Says the problem is, you can't have the achila the next day unconnected to the hakrava, to the sacrifice. Because there are two steps to the korban. First comes hakrava, sacrifice. Hakrava is sacrificing. Certainly, many of the Mefarshim say so much about the korbanos, we put the blood on the Mizbeach, it's giving over our lives, etc. First comes the stage of sacrifice. Then comes the stage of congratulating ourselves and celebrating and being great and having atzmaut and our independence, etc. Says Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, if on Monday you would sacrifice, then you go to sleep, you forget about it, you wake up fresh day Tuesday. Now on Tuesday you celebrate your status and independence. That's against everything Yadus believes in. There's no such thing as celebrating your achievement and celebrating your greatness without sacrifice first. There's no such thing as independence, there's no such thing as greatness, unless it comes with sacrifice. It's not handed to you on a silver platter. You can't wait till the next day. On the same day you sacrifice, that's the day you celebrate, because we believe that all good things that we have, all accomplishments, all the status, all the independence, we only get it by being willing to sacrifice, not by just resting and letting it come easy and having someone give it to us in a silver platter. And therefore, says Rav Hirsch, "Nosir menu ad boker ba'is tisrofu," if you think that you can have the celebration and the status and the greatness and the rejoicing separated and forget about the separated from sacrifice, then that's psule hamukdashim. That's not what we believe in. Yes, life is about sacrifice. The way to get to the cheiros is through sacrifice, and we have to always remember that that's the Seder HaDvarim. Shabbat Shalom.